Purim Story.
Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh, hamelech hoydu v'yakush, sheva, yesrim v'yom medino, hayomi emohem, yishevetz.
Hear ye, hear ye! The king hereby invites all the inhabitants of the city of Shushan to a royal feast to be held at the king's royal palace. Hear ye, hear ye!
That foolish king Ahasuerus, always raising our taxes. It's about time he did something right with our money.
A royal feast at the royal palace? I can hardly wait to taste the food.
Who cares about the food? As long as there's something to drink.
Most of the inhabitants of Shushan were eagerly preparing for the king's royal banquet. Most, with the exception of Mordechai HaYehudi, who was the teacher and respected leader of the Jewish people.
And now, Talmidim, the pasuk can be understood. All right, Musa Seder. Menachem.
Yes, Rabbi.
I like that question you brought up in today's lesson. It shows you're really applying yourself to your studies. Wait, what's that announcement?
Held at the king's royal palace. Hear ye, hear ye. The king hereby invites all the...
I was afraid something like this was going to happen. Our people must realize the great danger this banquet presents to us. Menachem, I need a favor. Quickly. Hang up signs throughout the Jewish section that I will address a vital meeting tonight at the city shul. Meanwhile, I'll discuss with the other sages of the city what must be done.
Quiet! Quiet! Dozenberg, please keep quiet! Rabbeisai, please, let Reb Mordechai speak!
My brothers and sisters, please take heed to what I have to say. The king's royal banquet places us in a very grave situation. The feast poses a threat not only to us, but to the entire Jewish nation. The king knows that Hashem will always protect us in our times of danger. He knows quite well that the only method by which they can harm us is by causing us to sin. One can easily imagine the conversation that must have taken place between the king and his close advisor, Haman, before announcing the banquet.
A toast to His Excellency, an everlasting ruler.
Haman, you seem quite confident, but I'm still uncertain. Every night that prophecy haunts me in my sleep. The Jewish prophet Yirmiah said their holy temple would be destroyed, but that at the end of 70 years, it would be rebuilt. When Jerusalem is rebuilt, my kingdom falls.
His Excellency demonstrates great acting ability, but his fears are groundless. According to my calculations, the 70 years finish this very year. As you can clearly see, Yirmiah was wrong. The temple is not rebuilt. The temple will never be rebuilt. You will rule forever. A toast to His Excellency. A ruler forever.
But Haman, don't you remember what happened to my father-in-law, King Belshazzar? He too thought the 70 years were concluded and the Jewish God had abandoned his nation. In order to celebrate, he made a wild party using the sacred vessels of the Jews' holy temple. By morning, he was dead.
Yes, your brilliancy. King Belshazzar did miscalculate his calculation. He began counting the 70 years from the rise of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babel to the throne. He should have begun counting from the exile of the Jewish king Yechaniah 9 years later. But now that 70 years have passed from Yechaniah's exile, and the temple is not rebuilt, His Majesty's position is secure. Follow my calculations?
Well, yes, of course. I guess I was just being overcautious. This calls for a great celebration. I hereby pronounce on this occasion a happy event. A feast! A feast fit for a king! 180-day feast! I don't know. I'm still scared. The Jewish God is very powerful. He destroyed kings before me. How do I know I'm not next?
You're genius, and see. I'll tell you the secret of their powers, and then you can decide for yourself. When they do the will of their God, they are indestructible. But when they sin, their God forsakes them. And then they are in our hands.
But how can we make them sin? Especially if I'm going to be busy with the feast for the next half a year.
That's exactly it, Your Majesty.
What's it?
The feast will cater to this plan.
Well, what plan? Well, what are you talking about?
You're marvelous, N.C. Don't you see? The feast will be cunningly designed to make the Jews fall prey to sin. We'll have them enjoy the finest non-kosher cuisine from around the world. With enough wine to go around, we can be certain that the Jews will sin enough to deserve complete and total destruction.
Therefore, I see no alternative. Under no circumstances can we attend the king's banquet.
Hey, Mordechai, it's people like you who are causing all the anti-Semitism in this country. Persia is a haven for us Jews, and if we want to keep it that way, we'd better go to the feast to show that we're good, loyal citizens of the kingdom.
Right on, Shaul.
Shaul, if you're so interested in showing your loyalty to human king of flesh and blood, what then of the loyalty you owe to Hashem?
Come on, Mordechai. I don't know why you're making such a big fuss over nothing. So we're going to a party to eat and have a few drinks. We have to go along with the government if we want to continue living here happily. If the king gets angry, we'll have no place to escape to. We'll all be killed. I don't care what you say, we must go to the party.
The banquet for all the inhabitants of Shushan was soon underway. Though some heeded Mordechai's warning and refused to attend, many Jews did attend the king's royal feast. At the palace, Haman was appointed to supervise the banquet and was busily instructing his servants how to best carry out his wicked plans.
Do you remember all of your instructions? The purpose of this feast is to tempt the Jews to sin. But remember, you cannot force them to eat non-kosher food. They will only be held responsible for their actions if done with free will. Give them whatever they want. When their resistance is low, they will be like butter in our hands. And then we can finish off the Jews once and for all. Ah, I see another couple of Jews have just stepped in. Please, take care of them.
Certainly, Master. I'll tend to them immediately.
I don't think we did the right thing in coming here. I think I should have listened to Mordechai and stayed home.
Come on, Nati. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just relax. Let's pull up some chairs and be seated right over here, right next to this table.
I guess you're right. You know, this place is the most beautiful place I ever saw in my life. There's gold and silver everywhere. Wow, just look at the expensive draperies and marble floors. It's unbelievable. Boy, if this is what Rishoyim get in this world, imagine what's in store for tzaddikim like Mordechai in Olam Haba.
Wait, what do you mean, tzaddikim like Mordechai? You should say tzaddikim like me. You think I'm at this party to enjoy myself and have a good time? Absolutely not. I'm doing it all for the sake of Hashem. Hey, here comes the waiter.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Are you gentlemen ready to order?
Hey, what have you got?
We've got Portuguese pigs, Scandinavian snails, rhinoceros bits and elephant tails, Californian clams and Syrian snake, freeze-dried aunts and cockroach cake. Alaskan,
that's okay. I've lost my appetite.
Hey, and besides, I can't eat that, cause I am a Jew, and I grew up on Torah and Mitzvos.
Perhaps you'd like something to drink.
What's your specialty?
Expensive old wine.
I want expensive new wine. You could give the old wine to somebody else.
Old wine tastes much better than new wine.
How old is